32 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theodorelawrence.com. In that recording, violinist Ingolf Turban with the Berner Symphony Orchestra with conductor Johannes Moesus, with a romance for violin and orchestra in E minor, from the German romantic composer Karl Reinecke, here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News and the classics. And I'm Jeff Watson, here with the latter to share until 3 p.m. And for this noon hour, that's going to mean music for oboe and piano, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Variations for Military Band. Afterwards, we'll hear the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland and a famous caprice for orchestra based on gypsy themes by Sergei Rachmaninoff, The Caprice Bohemienne. That's in just a bit on KPR. Thanks for being with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll keep things moving with a recording next by the Württemberg Philharmonic, Charles Nopry, the conductor, and the music by French composer Vincent Dandy, something that he wrote in 1884, a symphonic poem based on a bit of French poetry that tells the story of a shy fairy, humble, lonely, and living in a hollow tree trunk by a lake, went by the name of Sainte-Flory. And one day into her wood comes a royal hunting procession. Afterwards, she falls in love with a human prince. We'll hear Sainte-Flory with the Württemberg Philharmonic next on KPR. A little musical story about an immortal fairy's love for a human prince in the symphonic poem Sainte-Flory, composed in 1884 by Vincent Dandy, performed today by the Württemberg Philharmonic, conducted by Giles Nutbury, on Kansas Public Radio. A few minutes now before 12:30, and in the second half of the hour, the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland with Sergei Rachmaninoff's Caprice Bohemienne. That's in about 10 minutes. On KPR, exciting music still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along on Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. And Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. It is 40 degrees here on the KU campus. Today's high around 43. Cloudy tonight with a low of 27. For our Thanksgiving Day, we should have a day with sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-40s, and tomorrow night, a low of about 24. Your music for you next from the Russian composer of the 19th century, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, who was a composer but also a military man who had a career in the Russian Navy prior to his becoming a composer. And what we'll listen to are some variations he wrote for oboe and military band based on a song by Mikhail Glinka called What a Young Beauty. Playing oboe is Ivan Paisov and Natalie Sherbakova on piano, on Kansas Public Radio. Playing oboe, Ivan Paisov and Natalie Sherbakova, pianist in Variations for Oboe and Military Band, from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes until NPR News, at the top of the hour, with more classical music to enjoy till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. We've got the perfect way for you to get into the holiday spirit. That's KPR's annual Big Band Christmas Concert. It'll be at Liberty Hall on Saturday night, December 13th. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will serve up Yuletide songs and some classic KC jazz. Big Band Christmas is always a hot ticket, and get your tickets at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. The details are at KansasPublicRadio.org. We bring you now the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, conductor Alexander Anisimov, to hear an early piece of music from Sergei Rachmaninoff, written in 1892, a symphonic poem based on gypsy themes. They call this the Caprice Bohemienne, next on KPR. They call that one Caprice Bohemienne, Caprice on Gypsy Themes, a symphonic poem written by Sergei Rachmaninoff in 1892 and performed today by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, conducted by Alexander Anisimov. Just about 1 p.m., and ahead is NPR News. Classical music in the next hour brings us Glazunov's Seventh Symphony.
You can catch conversations you might not expect.
That's Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place. To find NPR News, more live, more local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CRN Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's a recording of the Minnesota Orchestra with conductor Eiji Ue, and music by Italian composer Emanuele Ferrari, an intermezzo from his opera Jewels of the Madonna on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson with more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon. The Moscow Symphony Orchestra with us for a astounding symphony. The seventh, composed by Alexander Glazunov, it's his pastoral symphony. And we've got that coming up in just about 15 minutes' time here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. Spend a little time next with the Arden Trio. To enjoy Franz Josef Haydn's chamber music, we'll listen next to Piano Trio No. 28 in D on Kansas Public Radio. Piano Trio No. 28 in D, music by Franz Josef Haydn, played for us today by the Arden Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 1:24 now. Coming up at the top of the hour is our next NPR News update, and we have classical music till 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Tonight, of course, at 7 p.m., classical music continues with your host, Destiny, who has a little Thanksgiving humor for you tonight. We have a cooked goose and a turkey. One fares better than the other. Destiny has more classical music this evening from 7 to 9 on KPR. On the KU campus, 41 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Cloudy by this evening, though, with a low of 27. But for our Thanksgiving Day, it should be sunny again. Temperatures in the mid-40s, and tomorrow night partly cloudy, and a low of 24. And now we arrive at a recording of the Moscow Symphony. Conductor Alexander Anisimov back for things with a symphony composed in 1902, which brings us great bucolic splendor and elegance. It's by Alexander Glazunov, and it's his so-called Pastoral Symphony, Symphony No. 7 in F major. Next on Kansas Public Radio. From Alexander Glazunov, his Seventh Symphony composed in 1902, a performance by the Moscow Symphony Orchestra conducted by Alexander Anisimov on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., news from NPR just around the corner, and we have another hour of classical music for you on a Wednesday afternoon, an hour that'll bring us Opus 1, Serenade for Strings by Samuel Barber, music of Vivaldi, and a Symphony by Boleslav Martineau. We have that and more still to come on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Leeds Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details at leed.ku.edu and Kansas City PBS. Presenting There's Just Something About Kansas City, featuring Frank Bohl in Conversations with People, Shaping Kansas City, Sundays at 11:30 a.m. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
And All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place. For NPR News, Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra with a tune, one found in the many volumes of piano music that make up Iberia, the masterpiece of Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz. Dance number 12, known as Eritana. Jesús López Cobos conducted the Cincinnati Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back once more. I'm Jeff Watson. And before 3 p.m. rolls around, a bit more classical music for you. Cellist Christoph Kwan plays an Antonio Vivaldi sonata for cello in a little bit, and we've also got the Berlin Philharmonic with an absolutely splendid symphony by Czech composer Boleslav Martineau, the second he wrote in 1943. We'll get acquainted with that in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com. Well, as promised in the last hour, we're going to bring you something now. Early music from composer Samuel Barber. Some of the earliest, in fact. Can't get much earlier than Opus 1, which is a serenade that he wrote in 1928, pretty much right out of high school, and before joining the Curtis Institute of Music as a full-time student. Originally a serenade for string quartet back then, but in the 1940s, he revised it somewhat for a more large-scale performance, and it became a serenade for string orchestra. We'll hear it next. Gerard Schwartz and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra take it away on Kansas Public Radio. That's the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, led by Gerard Schwartz, and some of the earliest music that we have for you by Samuel Barber, Opus 1, as a matter of fact, A Serenade, written first in 1928 as a serenade for a string quartet and expanded upon in subsequent revisions made in the mid-40s to a serenade for string orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of the classics. And in about 10 minutes from now, we'll have along the Berlin Philharmonic and Symphony No. 2 by Bohuslav Martinu. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu and Nodo Arts and Entertainment District, located in North Topeka, offering art, live music, food, a wide variety of vendors, and more. Details at explorenoto.org. Some chamber music next by Antonio Vivaldi. We're joined here by cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music. We'll hear Cello Sonata No. 6 in B-flat major on Kansas Public Radio. Cello Sonata No. 6 in B-flat major, music of Antonio Vivaldi as played by cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music here on Kansas Public Radio. The music of Antonio Vivaldi is going to be a big part of a concert by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra taking place on Tuesday, December 2nd at Country Club Christian Church at 7:30 p.m. Their program Holiday Magic will be on the way with a wonderful assortment of concertos by Antonio Vivaldi, not to mention Piazzolla's Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. A glorious musical launch to the holiday season, Holiday Magic, with the KC Chamber Orchestra. Again, this Tuesday evening, December 2nd, 7:30 p.m., at Country Club Christian Church. All the details are at kcchamberorchestra.org. It's 2:33 now. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered. Tonight, from 7 to 9 p.m., Destiny brings you more classical music. With a little Thanksgiving humor tonight, hear from a cooked goose and a turkey. One fares a little better than the other. Classical music with Destiny tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. As for our afternoon of music, we have one more performance, and it's by the Berlin Philharmonic and music by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinu, a symphony that he wrote in 1943. He wrote this for the Czech community of Cleveland, Ohio, during 1943, to show solidarity with people of Czechoslovakia during World War II. Symphony No. 2, Klaus-Peter Flohr and the Berlin Philharmonic, next on KPR. Composed in 1943 by Bohuslav Martinu. Symphony No. 2, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, under conductor Klaus-Peter Flohr, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about 3 p.m., and up next, All Things Considered from NPR News. And the music continues on this evening. Destiny is your host from 7 to 9 with more classical music for a Wednesday evening. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. It'll be Thanksgiving Day specials tomorrow morning and afternoon, and we'll visit again Friday at noon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.